You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong with their efforts right now. And the fact that the president of the United States knows it and nevertheless is asking them to do it.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, Hans is on the line with us on this Monday morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. I'm doing just fine.
I'm sure you probably saw J.B. Pritzker this weekend. He was on with Kristen Welker. She asked him some good questions. She's like, you know, 44% of your residents in Illinois voted for Donald Trump, but they only have three congressional districts, and Democrats have 14. That's not fair, but you think what they're doing in Texas is some violation of the voting laws?
Well, yeah, that shows it's exactly the opposite. You know, Mark, what has been totally missing in almost every single journalism report here that's blaming this on Donald Trump is that, no, Texas was directed to redraw its congressional districts because it turns out that four of them are unconstitutional racial gerrymanders. And what I mean by that is four districts back in 2021 were drawn up for the Democrats at their request based on race. And you can't do that. That's a violation of the Constitution. And all of this is the result of what a court decision last year in the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals that said those kind of districts, those four districts that were drawn, because they used race as basically the main reason for drawing the boundary lines, that's unconstitutional discrimination. And so the Justice Department sent DOJ sent Texas a letter saying, you need to fix this. That's what Texas is trying to do.
So Governor Abbott, of course, has said that he wants these lawmakers who have fled to Illinois or just not showing up in general. He wants them arrested. He's trying to fine them $500 a day. Can he do that? Is that $500? Let's just take the fine, for example. Is that enforceable?
Yes, it is. In fact, that rule and that law was put in after Democrats, this is repetitive behavior.
Yes.
In 2021, they did exactly the same thing. They fled the state. Back then, it was to avoid voting election reform that added, guess what, voter ID, voter ID, that's what upsets them then. That law eventually got passed. But the point is, just try to prevent that in the future. Texas put in the ability to not only arrest absconding legislators, but also to fine them $500 a day. And by the way, the governor and Ken Paxton are threatening bribery prosecutions against anyone who actually pays for these legislators' travels, hotels, etc. And I think over the weekend, one of the people who was doing that was Beto O'Rourke. And I hear that a judge down in Texas froze his assets.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
See, that's good. I did see a great map yesterday that said, look at the congressional district that the Democrats from Texas have flown the coop to in New York. It looks like a dog's hind leg. Because they've done the same thing in New York, right? Yeah. They've gerrymandered these districts to make it predominantly Democrat Congress seats in these areas like New York and Illinois and California. They've been doing this for years, Hans.
Oh, listen, they've been doing it for a long time. Actually, the ultimate example of this is Massachusetts. And I believe some of these folks actually went to Boston, too. Look, the word gerrymander comes from Elbridge Gerry. He was the governor of Massachusetts in 1812. He approved the first gerrymander that looks like a salamander. They've continued that tradition. In Massachusetts, last year, Republicans were 35% of the statewide vote. Do you guys, out of 9 congressional seats, the Republicans have absolutely none. Zero.
Wow. No representation at all. They're going to get ready to do this in Missouri. We pushed for this a couple of years ago with the Freedom Coalition here in Missouri, and it went nowhere because Republicans don't seem to have the same backbone to act as the Democrats do.
Yeah, they are the ones who perfected gerrymandering. Connecticut, listen, that's another state. 0 out of 5 seats in Connecticut, even though they're 38% of the vote.
So I hear the Democrats griping a lot about, well, this isn't done during the census, and the only time you can do this is during the census. Is that really a factor here?
No, I don't know where they're pulling that from. There's no law that says that states can only do a census, redistricting once in 10 years, and then they can't do it again. There's no such ban in federal law whatsoever.
Interesting. And I did see the president on Truth Social talking about changing the way the census operates. Refresh my memory on that, because I know in his last term, he tried to get that changed and he got defeated by the Democrats at the last minute, right? Or the courts, one of the two, when he tried to make sure that illegals were not counted in the census.
He wanted to add a citizenship question to the census. Case went all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said it's perfectly constitutional. Yes. The president can do that, but in this case, you didn't follow the administrative rules and didn't give a sufficient explanation for why you want to add a citizenship question. They couldn't go back and do it because the Supreme Court's decision was too close to the time they had to start sending the census forms out. So they didn't have the time to go back and revise the explanation. It was a really dumb decision by Chief Justice Roberts, but it's perfectly constitutional. President can do that.
So they just have to give a sufficient explanation of why they're doing it, and it takes them, what, 90 days or 100? What is it? There's a number of days the rule has to be recommended before it takes effect, right?
Right. And then they have to get the form filled out. By the way, you probably saw the president was also talking about a mid-decade census. There's already a provision in federal law directing the Census Bureau to do that. They've just never done it.
Wow. Well, all of these things could be huge for either the midterms and even the 2028 presidential election, for sure. Hans, we appreciate your knowledge on this, my friend. Thank you.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.